JP Morgan. Tokenized money market funds, capped at 10 to 15% without reform. JP Morgan analysts published a research note this week, setting a hard ceiling on tokenized money market funds. Even with strong institutional appetite, the bank expects the category to stay below 10-15% of the stablecoin market until U.S. securities rules change. As of May 22, 2026, total stablecoin supply sits near $323 billion, putting JP Morgan's implied tokenized MMF ceiling at roughly $32 to $48 billion in addressable share, well below the figures crypto-native issuers pitched at conferences this spring. The signal landed alongside a soft macro tape, BTC at 77,021s, ETH ICO at 2,021s, fear and greed at 39, and a stablecoin sector already pressing against banking rail capacity limits. JP Morgan's ceiling math, the bank's logic is mechanical. Stablecoins like USDC and USDT are treated as payment instruments under most operational guidance. They transfer 24/7, post as collateral on DeFi rails, sit on perps venues, and rest in self-custody wallets without triggering broker-dealer rules at every step. Tokenized money market funds carry yield, which makes them securities under U.S. law. That classification kicks in transfer restrictions, accredited investor gating on some classes, intermediation requirements, and reporting obligations that do not apply to a non-yielding stablecoin. The friction is not in the technology. It is in the rulebook each transfer has to clear. JP Morgan's view is that even Franklin Templeton's Benji, BlackRock's Boidal, and Ondo's USDY can compound only within those legal walls. Once you reach the perimeter of accredited custody, the product stops behaving like a stablecoin. Securities classification blocks payment use. JP Morgan's framing is not a theoretical limitation. On-chain MMFs already settle in seconds and pay competitive yields, but they cannot plug into the same payment endpoints that move USDC at scale. A merchant accepting USDC at point of sale via stablecoin spending rails does not have to verify whether the holder is an accredited investor in a U.S. state with a specific exemption. A merchant accepting Boidal would. That asymmetry compounds. Each integration a tokenized MMF cannot reach, payments, payroll, remittance, retail card spend, leaves more market share for issuers that already cleared the regulatory bar with non-yield products. Reform that would unlock growth, JP Morgan does not lay out a specific legislative path. The note frames the constraint as something requiring Congress or the SEC to act, not something issuers can engineer around. The most cited options in the current policy discussion: a safe harbor that lets yield-bearing on-chain instruments transfer without continuous broker-dealer involvement at each hop. Hester Pierce, whose tokenized stocks exemption framework has been previewed as a model, has signaled openness to similar carve-outs for cash-equivalent tokens. Treating tokenized MMFs as cash equivalent at the corporate treasury level, the way money market funds already function for non-tokenized institutional cash management, that would clear yield-bearing dollars to function as collateral and payment without forcing intermediation at the chain layer. A combined clarity genius regime that explicitly slots tokenized MMFs into an issuance category between bank-issued stablecoins and traditional securities. The Senate's effort to combine committees on the Clarity Act could open that door, though no timeline has been published. Stablecoin issuers keep the high ground. For now, the dominant beneficiaries of JP Morgan's analysis are the existing stablecoin issuers. Tether and Circle face no comparable regulatory cap on payment use. Newer entrants like the 37-bank Kivalis Euro Stablecoin Consortium and the Stripe-backed Tempo blockchain with MoneyGram as anchor validator are pushing more payment-side liquidity into the same lane JP Morgan says will dominate. The note implies they have room to run. For card issuers and on-chain spending products, the practical takeaway is that the next 18-24 months of stablecoin volume growth will almost certainly come from non-yield issuers expanding into payments, not from tokenized MMFs, replacing them at point of sale. Card stacks that route through USDC, USDT, or regulated bank-issued stablecoins remain structurally favored. The implied ceiling, $32-48 billion of tokenized MMF supply against today's $323 billion stablecoin float, is a working assumption, not a forecast. If Congress acts faster than JP Morgan expects, The number moves up. If securities rules tighten, it moves down. Either way, the analysis confirms that the regulatory layer, not the protocol layer, is the binding constraint for the next phase of tokenized cash.